Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hannah Miriam, Bas Chana. They should have bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. And Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Shmuel, with Alexander Zisha ben Rabbi Yosef, and the Rabbi Shmuel Pinchas ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi. We're going to be learning about the chashivos of Kibbut Av Vaim, and that's why the schuyos were for my parents, and the Bolo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, my grandparents. And this is based on a beautiful Hakdama in the Sefer Yosher Horai of Rav Yisrael Yosef Rappaport Shlita. And let us begin. The tour in Yerodeh Simen Reish Mem, the beginning of Hechos Kibbut Av Vaim, writes, V'tzarech lizar me'od b'chvodom uv'moraim. You have to be very careful about the honor and fear of your parents, because it was equated l'chvod ha'mokom. So it says the same law shown us by your parents and by Hashem. So the honor of your parents is equated to the honor of Hashem. Also by fear, it says Ishimo Vivtiro, and by Maramakom it says it's Hashem Elokechatira. And the Chachamim said that the three Shutfim Ba'adam, Aviv, Imo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, and your father and mother are the three partners in your creation. So when a person is mechabed his parents, God says, as if I lived amongst you and you are mechabed me. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the end of his Igeres HaTshuva, writes, the whole world was created for the honor of God. Everything was created for my honor. If you want to be mechabed Hashem, be mechabed your parents. Amar Azal was manche mechabed Adam, Aviv v'imo. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'aleni aleihem ki'ilu darti b'neihem v'kibduni. The Gemara says that when a person mechabed his mother and his father, Hashem says, "If I lived amongst you and you were mechabed me." V'ikur kibud aveim lasas lam nachas ruach bein bedvarim bein b'maisa. The ikur kibud aveim is to give your parents pleasure, both in deed and in speech. If somebody causes his parents tsar with words, his sin is too great to bear. Then he quotes the Gemara, famous Gemara in Kedushin, that sometimes you can serve your father a gourmet meal, but chas v'shalom be punished for it, because it wasn't said with the proper, wasn't given with the proper speech. And a person, even if he isn't able to give his father a gourmet meal, and he sends his father off to work, but if he says it sweetly and nicely, then he's zocher chayolam hava. And if a person continues Rabbeinu Yonah, is mechabit his parents, then he gets olam haza and olam hava. L'man yarichon yamecho, l'man yitav lach. L'man yarichon yamecho is an olam haza. Well, l'man yitav lach is an olam hava. The long life and a good life, this world and the next world. So we see from Rabbeinu Yonah, chidush nifla. The Chazal say that a person who's mechabed the Shechina with all of his heart and all of his soul, but he's not mechabed his parents, it's as if he's not mechabed Hashem himself. It says, "Varotel lechabed es Hashem yisbarach, yechabed aviv v'imo." If you want to be mechabed Hashem, you have to be mechabed your parents. If you're not mechabed your parents, you're not being mechabed Hashem. And this is a bigger chiddush than what Chazal tell us, that we equate the honor of your parents to the honor of Hashem. Equating the honor means that it's a serious. They're both on a level of 1 to 10, they're both a 10. Okay, but they're two different mitzvahs. But here it says, even more than that, that if one is not mechabed his parents, he's not being mechabed Hashem. And that's the meaning of the Gemara. B'zman shad mechabed Avi v'imo, Hashem says, "Ma'al ani alem kilu darti b'nei b'kibduni." That's the honor of Hashem. So we have to understand why this is. There are two different things: there are parents and there's Hashem. The answer is based on the Gemara earlier: Shlosh Shutfim ba'adam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avi v'imo. If a person's their three partners: father, mother, and Hashem, father and mother. And if a person is mechabed, it's aviv v'simu, Hashem says, ma'alani alem, kil d'dart b'neim kibduni. That if a person is honoring his parents, then they're also honoring Hashem. Because that's part of he's a partner. Later on it says, if a person is Mitzahara's parents, Hashem says, a good thing I didn't live amongst them. If I would live amongst them, they would have caused me such pain. In other words, Shlosh Shutfin Ba'adam means that since your parents are partners to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the child, that's why, if you're not honoring your parents, you're not honoring Hashem. But you have to honor all the partners in the Shutfus. If you're not honoring one, you're not honoring the Shutfus if you're not honoring one of the partners in this partnership. And the explanation is based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro on the Pasuk Kavedis Adicha Vesimecha. Hine Hishlim Kol Ma Shanu Chayavim B'Divrei Abore Ba'atzim O'Bechvodo V'Chazor L'Tzavis O'San B'Nyanei Anivrayim V'Hishlim In Avshul L'Toldosu Of Kinyan Bore Mishtatif B'Yitzira Ki Hashem Avinu Rishon HaRishon V'Amolid Avinu Acharon Avinu Acharon V'Lachena V'Lakach Amar Mishnah Torah Kasher Tzivisicha B'Chvodi Kein Anochi Mitzavcha B'Chvod HaMishtatif Imi B'Yitzirascha V'Lo Piresh HaKavut V'Nomal Min HaKavut Anemar L'Mal Abav HaRishon Yizbarach. That everything that we're obligated to Hashem, we conclude with the Father. In other words, we have five dibros on the Bein Adam LaMakom, and then the next are on the Bein Adam LaChavero. Where does Kibud Avim find itself? In the Bein Adam LaMakom. Because by honoring Hashem, by honoring your parents, you're honoring Hashem. And how do you know how to honor Hashem? Honor your parents. However you honor Hashem. You have to be like it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. You have to admit that he's your father, say that he's your father, appreciate that he's your father, not to be kofar in him, not to take his name in vain and swear, and all types of kavod. Hukash kvodo l'kvod amakom. And also the Ramban and Pasuk Yud Gimel, the kavod abore, tziva l'chavid ab, amishtatev b'yitzir. It's all part of kavod Hashem. You mechabed your father, who's his partner in the Yetzira. Big chidushim in the Ramban here. It's all one and the same. That the first commandments are also on your father, not only on Hashem. So mitzvah's kibud aveim is a mitzvah ben adam lamakom, not a mitzvah ben adam lachavero. Because they're all part of our Yetzira. So honoring them is honoring Hashem. That's why the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, when he would hear footsteps of his mother, he would say, I'm getting up in front of the Shekhinah. So it wasn't just a superlative. He really meant it. This is the covet of Hashem now. Beautiful. It says in Tanit Belio Rabba Dav Rachel Yomar Adam Ho Avavi Sheba Shemayim Ikdimani Tchila Eses Ratzan Avi Sheba Shemayim Vachabdeyu. Since God was first, I'll do His will and be mechabed Him, and I'll forget about my parents. Therefore, it says, honor Hashem with your fortune. It says, honor your parents. Same lashon. So you have to honor your parents as well. So I'm also, you might think that you should honor God, fear God, and not fear your parents, and therefore you have the same lashanos. It's Hashem Elokecha Tira, Ishimo Baviv Tiro. So you have to fear your parents as well. God bends his feet under his kisei hakavod, and he says, wait a second, I equated my kavod to the kavod of his parents, we're all equal, if I was with them they would hit me also. It's a good thing I don't live there. So anybody who wants long life, wealth, honor in this world, the next world, he should do the will of God and the will of his parents. And then Vayter it says, you have to do both. Keep Shabbos, also your parents. So ad kan divrei Tana d'Rabbi Eliyahu. So we have to understand what the hava mina of the Tana d'Rabbi Eliyahu was, that a person's going to say, I'm going to do the will of my father in heaven, and I'll leave the honor of my father and my mother. Second, if it's a stira between the will of God and the will of your parents, like your father tells you not to keep the Torah, so Yitaka don't have to listen to your father, as the Gemara says. And if we're talking about a case where you're not over on the mitzvah of Hashem, then of course you have to listen to your father. That's the will of Hashem, the mitzvah. So what's the hava mina not to listen to your father? Manushach. If your father's telling you not to keep the Torah, Yitaka shouldn't listen to him. And if your father's not telling you not to keep the Torah, then why not? Of course you should listen to him. So we can explain this first with the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Minayin shim amar lo aviv hitame, o shamar lo al tachzir shelo yishma lo, shenemar ish imo v'aviv tirovez shabsosai tishmoru ani Hashem kulchem chayav mechvodi. How do we know that if your father says to a kohen to become tamei or not to return an aveda, not to listen to him, it says ish imo v'aviv tirovez shabsosai tishmoru ani Hashem. So it says, fear your parents, keep Shabbos, I'm God. Kulchem chayav mechvodi, you're all obligated in my honor, so you should listen to your parents. And why do we need a pasuk? We need a pasuk. Ho el v'hukash kibud av v'aim l'kavod kvod v'shal mako. Helkach v'tzayislei, since the honor of your parents is equal to the honor of Hashem, you might think you should listen to your parents and not follow Hashem's word. Kamash malana, you shouldn't listen to your parents, you should listen to Hashem. So we see from this Gemara that the father has a koach and the mother to be mitzvah on the son and to obligate the son just like Hashem's commandment. And therefore there's a havamina that you could be mechayev of your child to be over al divrei Torah. And because we have a hekesh, kibud avim l'kavod hamakom, they're equated. And even the maskana that there's a yalfusa, we have a limud, that you're all obligated in my honor, that means that the will of God comes before the will of your parents. Just like the will of your father comes before the will of your mother. It's just a din kadima. But we never retracted the original havamina that the father has the koach to be mitzvah the son, like the mitzvah samakom. So now we understand the shakla v'tariya of the Tana d'Rabbi Eliyahu. Shelo tamra ho'el v'avi shebashamayim mikdimani yaseh ritzon avi shebashamayim maniach kavod avi v'imo. You shouldn't say that since my father in heaven came first, I'm going to do his will, the will of my father in heaven, and I'm going to leave the will of my parents. In other words, you shouldn't relate to the mitzvahs of your listening to your parents only because it's a kiyum of the ratzon of Hashem, like other mitzvahs. And the nafkamina is, if you have a case where you can only be mekayim one mitzvah, kibud av v'aim, or another mitzvah, that you shouldn't be mischayev to first do the kibud av v'aim, because it's all the kiyum ratzon Hashem. And there's no place for the mitzvah of your father if there's a mitzvah of Hashem. Even if your father is not commanding you to be over al divrei Torah. And therefore, whenever we're dealing with mitzvahs, there is no preference for mitzvahs kibud av v'aim, and whichever mitzvah you want, you could be mekayim. That's what it means. Shalom tomer ha'ov avi shebashamayim. Hikdimani eser etzon avi shebashamayim. Vaniach kvod avi v'imo. In other words, avi v'imo, you might think, is what? Is a mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah. And therefore, just like God's will is over any that just like when you have a contradiction between God and your parents, God comes first because it's in kibud av v'aim is like any other mitzvah. So too kibud av v'aim versus any other mitzvah is also like any other mitzvah. and there's no special adifus for kibud avim. And therefore, why am I going to be meiniach kavod aviv v'ima? Why am I going to do the will of Hashem and not my parents? Because kibud avim is like any other mitzvah. It's not more important than any other mitzvah. Concludes the Tanna Dabei Eliyahu, Lekach ne'emar kabedes Hashem me'honecha v'ne'emar kabedes avicha v'simecha. In other words, it says honor God with your fortune. It says the same lashon, kabedes avicha v'simecha, honor your parents. That the honor of your parents is equated to the honor of Hashem. That the honor of your father and your mother is a mechayev bifnei atzma. It has its own independent obligation, and it's equal to the mitzvah habore. It's equal to Hashem commanding you, because the kavod of your parents is equated to the kavod of Hashem. Only in an instance where your father commanded you to be over al divrei Torah, there we have a miut, an exclusion in the pasuk, that you don't have to listen to him. But in an instance where you can do the mitzvah of kibud avim, and you can do another mitzvah to Hashem, so you are in such an instance going to have to be makdim kibud av, because now you have two benefits in this kibud av. Number one, kiyum mitzvah hamakom, you're doing what Hashem said, that Hashem was mitzvah you to be mechabed your father. And number two, outside of Hashem kaviyachol, it has its own independent mechayev to honor your parents. And it emerges that way from the Gemara in Kedushan on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph also, as Mirtz Hashem, I hope we're going to see. It's not in this segment, then in the next segment. But now we understand that it's talking about a case where you can do two mitzvahs. This Tanna Dabei Eliyahu is not talking about where there's a contrast between kibud avim and kavod hamakom, where it's your parents is telling you to do an aveira. That it's not talking about. It's talking about where you have two mitzvahs to do, kibud avim and another mitzvah. So when it says shelo tomer hol va'avish v'shamayim mikdimani, aser etzon avish v'shamayim v'niach kavod avi v'imahal, it's talking about, like we said, like another mitzvah. I might think, do the other mitzvah and leave my parents and not honor my parents. It says, no, honoring your parents has its own mechayev. So it's not just every mitzvah is honoring Hashem. Every mitzvah is listening to the will of Hashem. It's very nice. But kibud avim is not only listening to the mitzvah of Hashem, but it also has its own independent mechayev. They're on the level of Hashem. So kibud avim receives an upgrade. So before we saw that when you're mechabed your parents, that's mamish being mechabed Hashem. You're not mechabed your parents, you're mamish not mechabed Hashem. And now we see that as partners with Hashem, there's an independent obligation to honor them. And therefore, if you have a conflict between one mitzvah and kibud avim, you have to go to kibud avim. So you shouldn't say, since my father in heaven commanded me, he came first, so I'm going to do his will and not kibud avim. And therefore there's no preference for kibud avim over any other mitzvah. So kamash malan, no. Kibud avim does come before other mitzvahs. So, let's continue. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that I mentioned a moment ago, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Elazar ben Masi Omer, Abba Omer Ashkeni Mayim. Mitzvah Lasos. If your father says, give me water, and you have a mitzvah to do, you might think, Meniachani Kavod Abba V'oses HaMitzvah, Sheni V'Abba Chayav Mitzvah. You might think that you should leave the honor of your father and do the mitzvah, because both you and your father are chayav in the mitzvah. Spin you the omer, mevshalas the mitzvah, yosai de'echerim, tesai de'echerim, v'yeh l'chu b'kavod aviv. Amrav Masna, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda. Kisi Ben Yehuda says that if the mitzvah can be done by someone else, let the other person do the mitzvah and go do the will of your father. And Rav Masna says, Halacha Kisi Ben Yehuda, and so passing the Shulchan Aruch, that if your father says, give me water, and there's a mitzvah overes, like Furas Hameis or Levaya, so if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, go do your Kibbut Aveim. And if there's no one else to do the mitzvah, then be meniach kavod aviv. But if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah overes, then honoring your father comes first, the Rama says. So here we have it, sweetest friends, that if you have kibbut aveim in another mitzvah, kibbut aveim comes first. Provided that the mitzvah can either be done by somebody else or you'll be able to do it later, then kibbut aveim comes first. And so writes the Lavush, Ki gadol kavod av shadoch shar mitzvahs esei shebetorah. And so is Mefurish in the Rashba and the Chuvis, Chelek Aleph, Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, who explains the Mishnah and Brachas, that you're allowed to ask Mipnei HaKavod during Kriya Shema, not only Rabbo but also Aviv, the whole dinim there of interrupting for to ask and answer during Kriya Shema. Birchas Kriya Shema is not only your Rabbi but your father as well. Who's greater than your father? Your doch any mitzvah for the honor of your father? And then he brings the Gemara and Kedushin that we just read. So here we see the great chashivus of Kibbut Aveim. We also have the Gemara Megillah, Tazayin Amid Beis, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibbut Aveim. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. So it's mashma that in other mitzvahs that there's no Yafusa, mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim is greater. Just Talmud Torah, we have especially Yafusa. Because Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. Gemara, the Taras Kohanim, has a Havamina. Yachal afilu amar lo aviv imal abra lachas v'kol mitzvah yishmalam. Amal amar shem sasei tishmaram. So we have a Havamina that you should listen to your parents to be over on all the mitzvahs, and we have a pasuk that says not to. So what's the Havamina? This is a beautiful Meshech Chochma who says that this is not a mitzvah b'nan l'chavero. B'nan l'chavero, you're not doche mitzvah Hashem. But kibbut aveim is a completely different category. Why? Here he says, v'zeh hergeish dak shekol moses ha-kabola me'har sinei ha-kabola ne'amona v'nitna l'moshe mi'sinei v'masura dor ha-chadur l'zahar ma'charem v'odiyah banam l'vnei v'neim yom ha-sharam d'b'chor v'chein adolam. The whole mesorah, the whole tradition of our faith is passed from father to son. And therefore, it's a havamina that you should listen to your parents. Because this is no get the katagans to call tarakula. Vimdor yivaza avi viyilag lemosi akabolas pasak torah yisrael. People stop honoring their fathers, that's it. We don't have any more tradition, it's all gone. So this mitzvah is the yisod for kiyum kol haTorah kula. And if we understand the havamina to be docha mitzvah, otherwise we lose out on our mesorah. There are no parents anymore. And we also understand the Tana de Be'eliyahu, who writes that if a person's mechabed his parents, he's not going to do any sin. And if he sinned, it's going to be nimcha. It's going to be forgiven, because this mitzvah is machshiras to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. I hope that this has given us a greater appreciation for the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, and we have more to do in Mirtz Hashem, a lot more b'siyata d'shmayim. We should be zochel l'lamed lishma v'lasos l'kayim v'kolu v'yisamu t'rasu v'yahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.